So, hello, good afternoon. Then we are going to start the next talk with Tina Müller, and the topic is, do you know YAML? Quite interesting topic. So Tina, the stage is yours. Thank you.
Hello. Can everyone hear me as well in the back? Okay. So who of you knows YAML? Okay, are you sure you know YAML? Okay. So something about me, I'm doing Perl since 1998, and I'm also intensively doing YAML since 2017, so I guess I just have a weakness for misunderstood languages. Yes, the topics, some introduction, some history, YAML usage, versions, new libraries, and YAML test infrastructure. Oh, I got one extra minute because the timer wasn't started. So YAML, it all started in 2001. I think 2004 was the first specification. It was invented by Oren Benkicki, Clark Evans, and Ingi.net. And Ingi says hi. And he's also the one who's still actively working on YAML and related things. And here's actually a mini talk that he sent me. He wants you to know about. So there's YAML script. Many people try to do programming things in YAML, but YAML wasn't designed for that. Ingi has been working on a new YAML-based programming language. It's complete and general purpose, best when embedded in plain old YAML files. Excellent interpolation features, merge, filter, concatenate, any functions you can imagine, define your own functions, solves most programming things that people want to do with YAML. So here you have a YAML file, people and places. And this is the YAML script. You can see the header. And you load the YAML file. Then you get people from it and the list of places. Here you define a function with interpolation. And here you go over the arguments of the command line. You shuffle and here you iterate over the list, and the output is this, and it just works. It's fast, and it's really easy to try it out. Just go to the web page, and there's a curl command which will execute some bash, and then you have it installed. And yeah, there's a link to it in the slides, and the slides are already online, so have fun with it. And that's the end of the talk in my talk, and I'll go on. So, what does YAML stand for? No, YAML ain't markup language. It's a data serialization language. It's a superset of JSON. It has block style and also flow style, which many people also call JSON style because it's similar. And there are many ways to write a string, but they are all kind of useful in certain areas. It has aliases like references or pointers and comments, and there's an allowed comma after the last item. Hello, JSON. Multiple documents in one file, and really powerful tags for loading objects or doing customized loading. And I started this YAML.info page, which gives you also the right words to actually talk about these. Like, for example, some documentation refer to YAML references, but it's called aliases and anchors. And I think it's good to have the right terminology, because then you can actually find the right documentation for it. So the history is, YAML 1.1 was implemented by PyYAML and libYAML with some divergence to the spec, and the decisions were with good intent, but it had other problems because if you don't